Getting help from a stranger. When you need help and you have access to a phone, you might be able to call someone you know and ask them for help. If that doesn't work, you might need to ask a stranger, who you will see in person. First, try to figure out what the problem is and what you need help with. For example, the problem might be that you need to go somewhere and you don't know how to get there. You would need someone to give you directions. In another example, the problem might be that you parked your car in a parking lot and you don't know how to use the parking meter. You would need someone to show you how to use the parking meter. Another example of a problem is that you don't know where to find the public restroom. You would need to ask someone where the nearest public restroom is. If appropriate, make sure you ask for one that is accessible. Identify a person who you can ask for help. Perhaps you can ask someone who works in a public building, a crossing guard, a police officer, or a bus driver. To locate these people, look for those who are wearing a uniform or a name badge. If you go into a store, you can ask for the store manager or for someone in charge. Often, people who you can ask are either behind a desk, a counter, or at a cash register. Approach the person. If you are able, introduce yourself, and then ask the person if they can help you. You can write down your information or use a communication device if needed. If the person you ask tells you in a friendly way that they are not able to help you, you can either ask if they know someone who can help you, or you can find another person. Once you find someone who can help you, tell the person your problem and how you need help. When a person gives you the information, make sure you understand. If not, you can ask the person to rephrase or repeat the instructions. If the information is complicated, or you think you might forget, write down the important points or ask the person to write them down for you. Another option is to ask the person if you can record the information on your phone. Thank the person for the help before you leave.
We value the expertise of our partners in safety who have demonstrated their commitment to inclusive, healthy communities. The information contained in Living Safely with Disabilities and Special Health Needs, Living Safely, is provided for educational and informational purposes only. The content contains general information and may not reflect a person's individual needs or current legal developments or information. Children's Specialized Hospital makes no guarantee, either communicated or implied, about the accuracy, application, appropriateness, or completeness of the information within Living Safely, or any other website to which it is linked. Children's Specialized Hospital specifically relinquishes all liability with respect to any person's actions, taken or not taken, based on any or all the information or other contents from Living Safely. This initiative was funded in part by Inclusive Healthy Communities Grant from the Division of Disability Services, New Jersey Department of Human Services.